You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we have a new song from a Sample Size favorite.
Small Town Piety took a whooping on 2013's Same Trailer, Different Park, the excellently named Grammy-winning major label debut from Casey Musgraves, who hails from the tiny unincorporated community of Golden, Texas. But her criticisms weren't meant for her hometown. Rather, her witty indignations were directed at the petty small-mindedness of the people living in it, a sentiment made clear on her new record, Pageant Material. Particularly the song Biscuits, where Musgraves sweetly sings that she burned her finger poking someone else's fire. The sharp turns of phrase make Pageant Material a formidable follow-up to Same Trailer, Different Park. But lest you think she's poking too much fun, one of the record's best songs, Dime Store Cowgirl, finds Musgraves vowing that she's still the same girl from Golden. It's a road song and a diary song rolled into one, and it might just be the very best thing the 26-year-old Musgraves has signed her name to yet. Have a listen.
That's Casey Musgraves with Dime Store Cowgirl off her new album, Pageant Material, which is out now via Mercury Nashville. Next, we have two present-day indie folk frontmen covering a new wave song from 1983.
It's not often we share cover songs with you guys here on Sample Size, but it's also not often that an artist re-outfits a great song with new parts without damaging it. That's the case with this interpretation of Talking Heads' This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, recorded by the heavily bearded combination of Iron and Wine's Sam Beam and Band of Horses' Ben Bridwell. In fact, the duo borrowed a line from the song, Sing Into My Mouth, for the title of a collaborative covers record that's out next month. This Must Be the Place sort of lopes along as this narrative-less sentimental love song that was kind of out of sync with Talking Heads' usual subject matter. If it weren't sung so heartily by David Byrne, it might seem corny instead of sweet. For whatever reason, it's always made me think of somebody stuck at a party they didn't much want to be at, wishing they were somewhere else with somebody else. It's kind of perfect for the super earnest Beam and Bridwell, who substitute Talking Heads' gentle synths for a grand piano, a lap steel guitar, and an accordion. Sort of a more rural, rustic version of an urban new wave gem.
Ben Bridwell of Band of Horses covering This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads. It'll be featured on their collaborative covers album titled Sing Into My Mouth out July 17th via Black Cricket Recording Company. Finally, we have a song NPR Music calls either the soundtrack to staying out a little too late or getting a little too lost in an unfamiliar city.
Anxiety is a powerful force in music. Repeat a simple bass line over and over, maybe scratch away at your barbed wire string guitar every so often. Whatever it takes to produce that sense of tension within your listener. This song, Anxious in Venice, from Los Angeles trio Superhumanoids, harnesses that power by stripping 80s synthesizer pop down to its bare bones, until all that's left is a skittery drum beat accented by bass twitches and Sarah Chernoff's icy vocals. Check it out.
That's the band Superhumanoids with Anxious in Venice, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC features Dave Cathy's cover story on Nick's Grill and its near two-decade run serving burgers in Oklahoma City. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.